Good morning. And welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church. Happy Easter. This Thursday, we will not have drive-in communion. We will continue drive-in communion Thursday, the 15th of April. Continue to call in and schedule so that we can make sure that you who have been staying safe and healthy, remember that you are still welcome at our Lord's table. We have gathered this morning to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord here in worship. So please rise as we join in the proclamation, Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Our opening dialogue begins, you know the message God sent to the people. How God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. Therefore, God exalted him so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth, and every tongue should confess we have been commanded to proclaim this great good news. Jesus is risen. We join in our opening hymn, Happy Day.
History. Death is beaten, you have rescued me. Sing it out, Jesus is alive. The empty cross, the empty grave. Life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. He's alive. Happy day, happy day. You washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Forever I am changed. When I stand in that place, at last, meeting face to face, I am yours, Jesus, you are mine. Endless joy, perfect peace, endless pain, finally will cease. Celebrate, Jesus is alive. Away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Oh, forever I am changed. Oh, what a glorious day. What a glorious way. Happy day, happy day, you washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day, I'll never be the same. Oh, forever I am changed. What a glorious, glorious day, I'll never be the same.
Let us pray. Oh God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption. And by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark in the 16th chapter, where we read, when the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The Gospel of our Lord. Jesus is risen. And may the grace and the power of this Easter day fill you with joy and with gladness so that we can share God's love with everyone. It is good to be here. It was unprecedented, unexpected, totally out of the ordinary and without explanation. What happened on that first Easter Sunday was extraordinary. You see, the women who came to the tomb today, they had come to care for their dead master. Now, they had been unable to come any sooner because of the Passover and the Sabbath. It was a double reluctance that had them limited to where they could be and even how many steps they were allowed to take. You see, after what had happened to Jesus, these women and the disciples and all sorts of others, they were extra careful not to ruffle any feathers, not to stand out in the crowd, and not to rock the boat. Having waited, though, until Sabbath was over, these women were finally on their way as soon as they could be, as early as possible. They felt obligated. They had a duty. Jesus was not a stranger to them. He was their master, their teacher, their brother, and their friend. It was to him that they looked up, and it was from him that they took their cues. That is, until he was arrested and executed. But Jesus, they had followed, they had learned from, they had been cared for by, and so they felt obligated to be there. They were also bereft and grieving, almost crippled with despair, but only almost. You see, they owed it to Jesus to care for his body, to give him a proper burial. So they were on their way to Jesus' tomb, expecting to find there a grave, a body, some work to be done, and an opportunity to begin their grieving, just like when you crack an egg, you know what you're expecting. They were expecting a troublesome stone in front of the tomb. They were also expecting a body close to stinketh. But they were willing to be there because they loved Jesus. They loved what he stood for. They loved what he taught. They loved what they had heard and seen and experienced in following him. It was out of love that they came to that tomb this morning. And as they arrived in the garden where Jesus was buried, expecting to find a large stone in front of the entrance to the tomb, they discovered that the stone was rolled away. Who? How? Was this someone helping them, or was this a trap? The stone being out of the way was only the first unexpected thing, but they decided to take advantage of that moment. And when they entered the tomb, they were expecting to find Jesus' dead body. They were expecting to see the abused body of their friend hastily tucked away. They had heard what had happened to Jesus. They had seen what had happened to Jesus. They were prepared for that body. They knew it would be difficult, but Jesus was worth all that they could do. What they weren't prepared for was this stranger in a dazzling white robe. Who was this young man? Where was Jesus? Another unprecedented moment. And so they waited. And while the ladies were waiting, this young man proclaimed the most fantastic thing of the morning. Don't be alarmed. He is not here. They were looking for Jesus in order to care for his body and weep in their grief. And this guy said, he is not here. This young man, this angel declares the powerful message of Easter that Jesus is risen. I told you it might be coming in the middle of all of this. All right. Now you're a little on your toes. There we go. All right. The ladies, too, were not prepared for this, and they stood there stunned. They had come expecting to do one job, care for Jesus' body. Now this young man was giving them a new job, to proclaim the good news. He said, go, tell his disciples and Peter that Jesus is going ahead of you. Their job went from readying a body for burial to readying a world for the risen Lord. They were being asked to trade their sadness for joy without end. And Mark's story this morning ends with these women running away from the tomb in terror and amazement. Mark's gospel says they said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. But we know that that really isn't the end of the story. Because if that story ended with the women not telling anyone anything, if the story ended there, we would not be here. These women, for the same reasons that they were willing to go to the tomb to bury Jesus, they took up their new job in that same love for Jesus and what he stood for, caring for what he had taught and how he had lived. They went out and they told the disciples. They told Peter, they told everyone they could that Jesus is risen. There we are, we're getting better. There we go. They went looking for a body and they found an empty tomb and shared their unexpected joy with all the world. See, it's the same for us today. We came here because we love Jesus. And we too hear that Easter proclamation that Jesus is risen. We too have a new job. Our job is to live as Easter people, to live as those whose lives have been changed by the resurrection of Jesus. Our new job is to be ready to care for one another and the world around us, to live compassion and gratitude, to live in love for friend and neighbor, stranger and enemy. Because the risen Christ goes before us to Galilee and beyond. The risen Christ goes before us to guide us. The risen Christ stands behind us to support us. The risen Christ walks beside us as our friend, our brother, and our Lord. Today, we are called to enter into a Good Friday world filled with violence and vengeance, with animosity and shame. And we enter that world with the Easter proclamation on our tongues and in our lives. We tell the world proudly, gladly, and gratefully the amazing truth that Jesus is risen. And we bring with us the love of God for all the world around us. Today, the unexpected happened. Today is a day without parallel. Today, our Lord Jesus Christ defeated death and rose from the grave so that the fullness of God's love will pour down on us. Like the women today, may our sadness turn to joy. May we trade our fear for courage, our timidity for assertiveness to go into the world with Christ beside us and bring the love, the hope, and the peace of God which passes all understanding with us. May we truly be Easter people, bearing the truth of God's love with us everywhere. For Jesus is risen. Amen. Please rise as we join together in our Easter prayer. Jesus is risen. In joy and praise, we join in prayer to our loving Heavenly Father, to His gracious Holy Spirit, and to our triumphant and risen Lord. Jesus is risen. Rejoice, heavenly choirs of angels. Rejoice, all creation around God's throne. Jesus Christ, our King, is risen from the dead. Sound the trumpet of salvation. Rejoice, O earth, in shining splendor. Radiant in the brightness of your King, Christ has conquered. Glory fills you. Darkness vanishes forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who upon this day did conquer death and rise from the dead, and you who are alive forevermore, help us never to forget your risen presence forever with us. Help us to remember that you are with us in every time of perplexity to guide and direct, that you are with us in every time of sorrow to comfort and console, that you are with us in every time of temptation to strengthen and to inspire, that you are with us in every time of loneliness to cheer and befriend, that you are with us even in death to bring us to the glory of your side. Make us to be certain that there is nothing in time or in eternity which can separate us from you, so that in your presence we may meet life with gallantry and death without fear. Lord of life, we pray for all who bring your word of life as a light to those in darkness, for those who bring your word of peace to those enslaved by fear or addiction, for those who bring your word of love to those in need of comfort. Lord of love and Lord of peace, Lord of resurrection life, be known through our lives of love and service, and help us as we make one less broken heart, and strengthen us as we strive to help one more child of God to feel God's love. God of hope, remember all those in need, especially those we now hold before you in the silence of our hearts. Lord Jesus, our host and our hope, we pray for the gift of this table and for Riley, who will share it for the first time. Fill her and all of us with your gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation, and help us all to give thanks for our lives and then give them away. How blessed is this day when earth and heaven are joined and humankind is reconciled to God. O God, you turn our darkness into light, and in your light we shall see light. May the light of the risen Christ shine continually to drive away all darkness. May Jesus, the great morning star who knows no setting, find his light ever burning in our hearts. We pray in the name of him who gives his light to all creation, who is risen from the dead, and who lives and reigns with you forever and ever. Amen. Jesus is risen. Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of the universe and giver of life. You formed us in your own image and called us to dwell in your infinite love. You gave the world into our care so that we might be your faithful stewards and show forth your bounteous grace. But we failed to honor your image in one another and in ourselves. We would not see your goodness in the world around us, and so we violated your creation, abused one another, and rejected your love. You never ceased to care for us and prepared the way of salvation for all people. Through Abraham and Sarah, you called us into covenant with you. You delivered us from slavery, sustained us in the wilderness, and raised up prophets to renew your promise of salvation. Then in the fullness of time, you sent your eternal word made mortal flesh in Jesus. Born into the human family and dwelling among us, he revealed your glory. Giving himself freely to death on the cross, he triumphed over evil, opening the way of freedom and life. On the night before he died for us, our Savior Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his friends and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Whenever you eat this, do this for the remembrance of me." As supper was ending, Jesus took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you, for this is the blood of my new covenant, which is poured out for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Whenever you drink this, do this for the remembrance of me." From the gift that you have given us, we offer you this bread and this cup, and proclaim the foundation of our faith that Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and our celebration, that we may be fed with the body and blood of your Son and be filled with your life and goodness. Strengthen us to do your work and to be your body in the world. Unite us in Christ and give us your peace. As Christ died to make us holy, help us live to make all free. As his resurrection gives us hope, help us to live that hope for all. In Jesus' name, we give thanks and praise.
In the beauty of the lily,
dressed a rose across the sea, with the glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us live to make men free, while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Now let us pray as our Lord Jesus taught, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
In the power of God's love that raises Jesus from the dead, in that same love, I bid you now come to this table of grace. You may be seated.
Take away the hunger, take away the pain.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Grant us peace.
Please rise. As the body and blood of our Lord Jesus fills us with strength, we are also sent in love and service. And so we pray, Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we who have been fed with heavenly food and who celebrate with joy this day of the Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
And as you go out into the world this week, be Easter people. Be those who say, why do you look for the living among the dead? Jesus is not here. He is risen. Be ready to be surprised with what God will do next. Look for the risen Christ in those you meet. Let the Holy Spirit nudge and guide you. The tomb is empty because Jesus is out in the world, and now we must go out into the world too. May the joy and wonder of that first Easter morning live in your hearts today and every day. And may the Lord bless you and keep you this day and always. May the Lord make his face shine upon you with grace and peace. And may the Lord look upon you with favor and give you strength and new life. Amen. Get a Sunday school bag and make sure that you have a wonderful day as you go into the world with hope.
May God's vision our vision.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.